Right now, I want to get right to my first guests. I was talking a little bit in the intro about, you know, the idea of pursuing your passion. So many of us have jobs that we need to go to every day because, of course, we have to pay our bills and support our families. But I think a lot of us have passions. We have the idea of maybe doing writing a book or doing a podcast or doing something a little bit different. And there is an upcoming event called CreativeCon. It's the premier conference for creative entrepreneurs, thought leaders, innovators. And it's coming to the Intercontinental Hotel in Chicago, February 21st through the 23rd. And I want to bring on the founders today, Julie Loken and Dom Damaski. Julie is educated as an attorney. But when she realized being a lawyer really wasn't her deal, she flipped her world around to become a best-selling author, publisher, publicist, brand expert, and she writes for Entrepreneur Magazine. Dominic Damaski is a publisher, author, storyteller, and the founder of Motivation Champs. Welcome to the show, Dom and Julie.
Well, thank you, Karen.
That was really nicely coordinated there. You know, we talked, well, this time you were on the show before the last CreativeCon, we talked about the gig economy and that 12% of all the whole labor market, more than one third of the U.S. workforce, is now engaged in some sort of gig work. Jack, can you, someone has some noise going on there that's not good. Is it wind or is it something else? I don't know. I just want to make sure that that's taken care of. Basically, a lot of people in our society is involved in this gig workforce, this idea that you're an independent contractor or you're doing something not as an employee. So I want to ask you first, Julie, so many people have a job they don't love. What are the roadblocks that people make for themselves or have that prevent them from really pursuing some passion on the side or pursuing a full-time passion? Julie, or is it Dom? Okay. Dom, is Dom there? Okay.
I'm here. I'm ready to go. I'm enjoying your company.
Okay, Dom. So what are some of the roadblocks that you see? You see these people who are just really, you know, chomping at the bit to get get into something that they love and that they're impassioned by. What are some of the roadblocks you see, and how is it that this CreativeCon helps you through these things?
Well, so many people are affected by everybody else's opinion. They live in a world of thinking, I'm supposed to be this, I am supposed to be that. So they are afraid. And we all have fears, right, Karen? We all have fears. But so many are held back by, I can't do it because I got to make X amount of money. I can't do it because everybody will talk about me. I can't do it because maybe I'll fail. And so what CreativeCon really is an event, a networking event of doers and movers and shakers. Like, you were there last year. And so somebody that's been on the radio, somebody that's written books, somebody that's succeeded at the highest levels, maybe there's somebody coming to the event that says, man, I'd really like to be where Karen is. And they're able to meet you. They're able to come to your workshops. They're able to hang out with you. And so we try to bring people from all worlds and experts of all worlds so everybody can intermingle and take those next steps.
And, you know, Dom, when you hear the word networking, at least for me during my career, I always think of, oh, going to an event and glad handing and wearing, you know, a stupid name badge. But I will tell you that this event was so motivating because even though I was speaking at the event, I think I learned more and got more out of it than maybe some of the attendees, because being around people who have succeeded or are trying to succeed at doing something that takes a little bit more energy off the beat track, if you will, it really energizes you and just gives you that boost that you really need. And so, Julie, I want to ask you this question. We have people who want to host a podcast, write a book, be a speaker. What are some of the things that, little bullet points of advice you have for them that they're going to be exposed to at this CreativeCon?
Thanks, Karen. And the truth is that we all do the things that we are told we need to do. We go to school, we get the education, we get our job, but we have something else that we want to spark in our lives. And it is all about taking that first step. It's about taking bold action, not waiting for the perfect moment, meeting the people who have been doing it before you. And I do not know of any other way in terms of building a business, building a brand, building a side hustle, passive income, than surrounding yourself with people who have done it and gone before you.
I think that's very true. And meeting them in the flesh, not just seeing them on television or reading about them in some self-help book. I mean, these are real people who have real families and real obligations that they're meeting, and yet they're doing things that are making them very, very happy. Let's talk about just really briefly, let's give our listeners some information about CreativeCon, and then let's take a break and we'll come back and talk about this a bit more. Dom, tell us about CreativeCon, where it is, when it is, and how people can get tickets to it.
All right, would love to. So it is at Chicago, at the Intercontinental, right on the Miracle Mile there. Amazing, beautiful place. Julie Loken picked it out. She's surveyed the area, and she says it's the finest place around.
It is nice, very nice.
The 21st through 23rd of February, you can get your tickets at CreativeCon with an 8, and it is going to be a networking palooza where, like you said, you can meet those experts, the doers. There is no velvet rope. So meaning you can meet the people that you want to meet. You can shake their hands. You might even attend a workshop with them. You might be working on the next idea with them by the end of the 3 days. Julie, do you want to add anything to that?
No, you did great. And it's the Magnificent Mile, but Dom is from Pittsburgh. He is going to be amazed by the venue, and you will leave with a Rolodex of maybe 150 new people who can up-level your business, your brand, and inspire you.
Julie and Dom, hold with us. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back to the Karen Conti Show on WGN. I'm here with Julie Loken and Dom Damaschke, and we're talking about CreativeCon. It's a conference for creative entrepreneurs that's happening here in Chicago the weekend of February 21st at the Intercontinental. I've attended, and I've been a speaker. Julie, I want to first talk to you about this. I know your father's a lawyer, and you were educated as a lawyer, and you did not become a lawyer eventually. You're doing all kinds of other things that are more creative in nature, and was that hard for you to kind of pivot from that amazing education, 3 years of very hard work and studying, and to do something different? And how did you face that from an emotional and mental standpoint?
That is such a good question, Karen, just because my dad might be listening.
And he's listening.
Honest,
I know he is.
I'm from a lineage. What's that, Karen?
I'm sure he's listening.
And I come from a lineage of attorneys, and I wanted to be the first woman attorney in our family. And so I went through all the rigmarole of going to law school. And during it, I knew at my heart I was always a creative. I wanted to do things bigger and better. I just didn't have the words and language. And what happened was when my parents finally understood, because I know we all worry about our parents perhaps not understanding or knowing or approving of what you do in your vocation. They understood that I was a creative. I love writing. I love speaking. I love podcasting. I love blogging. I love all these things. And they finally got it. I think once people understand and you can finance your own life, I think they're okay with it. So that was probably my turning point.
Well, and, you know, and just to share a little bit with you, and you probably know this about me, is, you know, as a lawyer, you know, you do the same thing, and it's a hard way to make a living. I mean, it's not like, you know, there are a lot harder ways to make a living. Wearing a bulletproof vest to go to work is a hard way to make a living. You know, sitting at a desk, you know, can be a hard way, but not maybe as hard. But what I'm saying is, you know, what you can do too, which I have done, which is, you know, keep my job, you know, do my work, but then do other things that supplement and give me, you know, joy, like the radio show, which has a creative element, getting guests and coming up with ideas and helping people by taking their calls and doing some television analysis, and writing a book was a whole creative thing. So, and not that it took me away from my practice, it actually enhanced my practice, because it will elevate, as you use the word, your brand, and it is all good in the long run. And I think that's one of the things that you've taught me through this conference.
You can be a lawyer, you can be a doctor, you can be an astronaut. If you want to do something else, if you want to bring in passive streams of income, have a side hustle, if you will, you can do it. We are not restricted anymore in 2025. We have the ability to do amazing things outside of what we think our vocation is. And if you don't have passive streams of income in today's world, I think you are missing the boat on a lot of different opportunities.
Dom Damasky, you're going to be at the conference. You're one of the founders. You speak at the conference. Tell us about just the nature of some of the speakers and what kind of topics they're going to cover.
Absolutely. Well, one of the speakers we're super excited about this year is Dave Meltzer, whose sports agency was actually what they based the movie Jerry Maguire on. So Dave's going to be there this year. We have John J. Wiley, who's syndicated in 100 radio stations. We have a few of Chicago's own. Caden Bitterini's going to be there. Sarah Block. Rick Jordan's going to be talking about AI. We're going to talk a lot about monetizing your brand this year, monetizing your business, taking your message, this message, your passion. And like Julie said, well, how do you monetize that? How do you take that to the next level? How do you scale that? Let's meet the people that have done it before and find the most efficient ways to do that. So we're going to have experts in all these different avenues, speaking on the stage and hosting workshops.
You know, one of the things we touched upon this earlier, but, you know, I think that a lot of us have in ourselves this idea that, you know, it's not work unless we have to, you know, it's not drudgery. You know, like, I'm not really working if I'm writing a book. I'm not really working if I'm doing the radio show. No, we are. We're working, but we're working in some area that really sparks our brain and makes us happy. But that's not working. Is that, do you see a lot of people, Julie, who kind of feel guilty for doing something that makes them happy?
Absolutely. And it's hard to explain to your family, your friends, your clients that you need a creative outlet. I don't know anybody who can go through life without a creative outlet. And even if you are a business owner or if you are doing the 9-to-5, you need to do something bigger and better. It's just part of human nature.
Absolutely. And it makes you a better person. I think, you know, just for me, again, I don't want to make this about me, but it's my show, so what the heck. No, I feel like
you're creative, Karen. You're creative.
I mean, you know, it's interesting. My parents were both creatives. I would call them both creatives. And though when I grew up and I realized, you know, that was a hard way to make a living, I wanted to do something that I knew was going to be a solid living and that I was never going to, you know, I was always going to be able to support myself and pay my bills and have a family and all those things. And so, but again, you know, you go back to your genetic roots, which are, you know, I love doing the creative stuff. And I think so many people feel guilty spending the time when it does, in fact, enhance your ability to do your real job better. Like, I'm a happier lawyer because I wrote a book or because I do the radio show. And so I think being around these people, these great, vibrant people who you gather for this event, really, it allows you to be okay with that, I guess I want to say. So tell us a little bit about the networking events. Like, how do people network and how do they help each other at this event?
Go on, Julie, do it up.
Okay, well, I will not let anyone leave this event without meeting a bunch of people that can take them to the next level. And even if you're a speaker, even if you're an acclaimed author, an acclaimed podcast or radio show host, mega entrepreneur, we have Sean Finnegan, who is partnered with one of the Shark Tanks, Kevin O'Leary. It does not matter. You will leave being their friend, and we are going to facilitate it throughout the whole event to make sure you meet everybody you need to meet, and that is my promise.
I'm going to give out the information before we break, but you can always email at me at wgn@askkarenconti.com, and I can give you the link to the website. And Dom, quickly, we have just a few minutes left. You told me you wanted to mention a topic or a subject called omnipresence. Can you tell our listeners what that means in this neck of the woods here?
Yeah, sure. Me and Julie believe in this day and age, in 2025, whether you're like Karen, she's a lawyer, she's a radio host, she's an author. We believe in today's world, to be successful, you have to have a mastery of all these different genres, of all these different medias, whether it's publishing, whether it's being on air, whether it's being on camera. So we really want to help, whether you're a podcaster, whether you're a author, we want to help you understand and have knowledge of all those things to really grow your brand. So at CreativeCon, we really dig in on omnipresence. Authors, this isn't 1940 anymore. You might have to be on TikTok. You might have to do a podcast. You might have to be a guest. Videographers, you might have to write something. You might have to write an article. So there's so many ways this omnipresence goes back and forth.
Makes sense. And a lot of people are, you know, that's a little uncomfortable for people of a certain age where they look at TikTok and they think, what is this stuff? But it's absolutely true. These are all powerful mediums or media, I guess I should say. And you will cover all of that at CreativeCon. I'm going to give you that information. It's CreativeCon, C-R-E-8. T-I-V-E Con, and it is February 21st through the 23rd at the Intercontinental Hotel in Chicago. Julie, and what's the website?
It's www.creativecon.com.
Thank you, Julie and Dom, and maybe I'll see you there. We'll. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it, but I would love to see you there, and thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank you. You are our heart and soul, Karen,
All right.
Sure.